It's Friday, April 21st, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Another terrorist attack on police officers in Paris yesterday is being attributed to Muslim extremists. One officer is dead and two more were seriously wounded in the attack. ISIS claimed responsibility and named the attacker as Abu Yusuf al-Baljiki, evidently from Belgium. The perpetrator was shot dead at the scene. Indonesia's well-known Christian governor in Jakarta lost his re-election bid this week. Muslim extremists successfully smeared the candidate by taking him to court for accusations of blasphemy over the last several months. Why would the nation say, "Where now is their God?" But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Psalm 115, 2-3. The Alabama State Supreme Court has ruled. They want Chief Justice Roy Moore off the bench for the remainder of his elected term. Judge Moore was accused of issuing an administrative order, which is not normally a cause for disciplinary action. However, in this case, the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission was primarily concerned with Moore's less than enthusiastic support of sodomite marriage. Proverbs 17:5 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." Conservative news commentator Glenn Beck is suggesting that Fox News Channel may be history. After losing its longtime president, Roger Ailes, and most popular host, Bill O'Reilly, amidst a flurry of sexual harassment charges, the news channel's future is uncertain at this point, claims Beck. Proverbs 11:3 says, "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them." After his conversion to the Eastern Orthodox Church, Bible Answer man Hank Hanegraaff has been booted from the Bot Radio Network, which carries its programming on 111 Christian radio stations. Richard Bot, the network president, explained to the Baptist Press, quote, "We want to make sure that our listeners know that the programming we have on Bot Radio Network is thoroughly biblical," unquote. News reports say Aaron Hernandez, the convicted murderer and ex-pro football player, died with a Bible at his side and John 3:16 written on his forehead. CNN quoted the verse word for word, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The Jehovah's Witnesses, or the Russellites, have been banned in Russia and should be, quote, liquidated, unquote, according to a ruling handed down yesterday by the nation's Supreme Court. The organization will be appealing the ruling. A special report conducted for the Church of Scotland, called the Theological Forum of the Church of Scotland, recommends that ministers and deacons should have the right to preside over homosexual faux weddings. The matter will be discussed by the General Assembly next month. Wycliffe Bible Associates is opening up the Word of God to the deaf community around the world like never before with a powerful new technology. The Worldview spoke to Dan Kramer of Wycliffe Bible Associates on how they can provide translations quickly, on site, in places like Cameroon.
So we tried the methodology and we found in a couple of days that we had some chapters of scripture. We tried it on the book of Jonah. And we then had them watch it. There was already a current book of Jonah in American Sign Language, and we did a comparison. And they said, you know, some of these chapters we like better, some of them we don't like better. I thought, it takes months or years to get a book of Jonah out of a sign language group.
The translating team was able to quickly get the Bible into the hands of the deaf in Laos as well.
In Laos, where we went, and there was a small group. Half of them didn't show up because they were terrified at the thought of doing it. And there were five people who did a few chapters of the book of Mark. They took it home on the first Sunday back in their village. 18 people came to know Christ.
And listen to this. A 17-year-old kid started a custom sock business 3 years ago, and now he's grossing $1 million a year CNN reports that Brennan Agranoff of Sherwood, Oregon, started the business with a $3,000 loan from his parents. Now they've built a 1,500-square-foot building on the property, and he's hired his mom and 17 employees to keep it going. Way to go, Brennan! And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.